Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Little word of warning, right, about the show you're about to hear. We get talking about me enrolling to do the Bristol Half Marathon, and Richie offers up a story from his time doing his marathons where he saw someone have a bit of a nightmare in the toilet department.
Yes, that is a fair word of warning, but don't put that on me.
Well, it's your story.
It's my story that would not have come up if you had not shared the wonderful thing that you're about to do.
Okay, well, we're both culpable, but you've been warned. It's on the way next.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
What about this for a revelation to start today's show? A bit of Bush breaking news. I have signed up to run the Bristol Half Marathon in May.
Well, well, well.
With my little brother Simon, if I have £5 for every time I've done a run, I'd have £5. but it's for, I'm running for Brain Tumour Research, the charity. It's an illness that sadly touched our lives recently. So it's out there. I'm running for a good cause. I can't back out.
No, you can't.
I can't back out. But I am such a novice at this. It's weird. I thought, well, it's just running, isn't it? It's fairly straightforward. It's just put one foot in front of the other and off you go. But it seems there's quite a lot that I don't know. So normally I'm fairly pig-headed on things. I'll be fine. I'll get on with it. But I genuinely am. If you're a runner or you used to run or whatever, if you've got any tips, I genuinely desperately need them.
Can I start you off?
Please do.
I haven't run distance for a little while now, but I did. There was a point when I was fitter. And I've done a few half marathons. I think it's a great distance.
You've done a couple of marathons as well,
well,
right?
I've done a couple of marathons as well, but we're talking about a half here.
Yeah.
I would say, my first piece of advice, respect the distance.
Okay.
It is long, so do the training.
Is that the running version of trust the process?
It is, and look what's happening with Arsenal at the moment.
I set him up for that.
But secondly, get to know jelly babies.
What does that mean? Is that like a euphemism?
It's not a euphemism. I know when stuff comes through this studio, you have got more of a savoury tooth than a sweet tooth.
Right.
But jelly babies are such a great thing, particularly on race day itself, to be able to take as just like a little hit of sugar and energy,
yeah,
and they will keep you going. Normally, I would say don't take sweets from a stranger. But when you are running on race day,
yeah,
and people have got jelly babies on offer on the side of the road, take them.
You see, my dad's diabetic and he's always got jelly babies on him. Mm-hmm. Well, at least so he says. But I mean, I run around the couple of runs I've done so far in terms of training for this, I've run around the park. Is it okay for me to be running around the park in glasses with a load of jelly babies?
As long as you're not offering them to others and you're just chomping down on them yourself, you'll be fine.
Well, the thing I'm most worried about is, like, you know, doing a poo. Isn't that what happens? That was the famous people. I've heard a lot of weird stories about. I don't want any of that business going on. Do you know what I mean? If that's part of it, I don't know whether it's too late to back out.
A little early tease for our Daily Takeaway podcast. I will tell you a story that is only for podcast listeners as a little extra of what I saw happen on one of my London Marathon runs.
Brilliant. Okay, that's really got me enthused about the whole thing.
Started you off with getting to love jelly babies. Dan from Chichester's just texted, I've just pulled some jelly babies out of my pocket. He doesn't actually say whether he's on a run at the time.
I think he might be in a lay-by. He's on the A1. Natalie says, lads, absolutely 100% recommend the Couch to 5K app. I started on New Year's Eve and I can now run a full 5K. Really helps build up your stamina to prevent any injuries. She offers some sage advice. Protect your knees. You only get two of them.
That's a very good point.
Here's a text that echoes a few messages I've had in, but it can't be right. Can't be true. It says lots and lots of Vaseline on your nipples to prevent nasty friction rash. What? That can't be a thing.
It's a thing.
Oh, it can't be a thing.
Not too much more about it now, but it's a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is sounding better all the time.
Luke says, this is a great idea. For your longer training runs, go and stash a bottle of water in a bush. No,
really?
It's true. Yeah. Because then when you're out, you're not having to run with a bottle of water and you can just pop into the bush and go and get your bottle of water.
Oh, brilliant.
A drink.
With all those people having getting caught short and chucking stuff in the hedges, I don't want to take that risk. That's a lottery I don't fancy. We've got Jackie on the line with some advice. What do I need, Jackie?
A pair of tenor pants.
What was that, Jackie?
A pair of men's tenor pants.
Okay. What, is that like a thing you can buy, a special pair of pants like that?
It's a pair of pants in case you get caught short on the course.
Oh, so I don't want to like waste my kind of PB time by nipping out to go to the loo.
Exactly.
Very good point. You will find that most races like this, they've got port-a-loos lined up, so you don't have to do what Jackie is suggesting. But if time is what matters to you, then that is a course of action you can take.
Do you know what? I wouldn't say no to that. I've even, given that I've got, you know, I've put three children through nappies and now they're kind of bigger girls now, I love the idea of just nappies, day-to-day nappies. Think about the amount of time you waste going to the loo. Imagine just being able to deal with that by doing it whilst you're walking around.
Well,
Jackie?
Well, it got me a good time when I did the London Marathon.
Brilliant. Well, good on you. Well done, Jackie. It worked for you, right?
Yes.
Okay, Jackie is the face of Tenorpants.
There we go. Great advice, Jackie.
She liked that one.
She did. Chris says, don't have more than three gels. I did the Edinburgh Marathon once, had five gels. Did I regret it? I had a personal best time, but the run kept on continuing straight to the toilets after finishing.
By the way, we should mention you have recorded your bonus extra horrific story from the marathon. Make sure you listen to tonight's Daily Takeaway podcast. Can't wait for producer Nick to have to edit that one. What about this one here? It says, be prepared for when the big toenails fall out, like Jeff Goldblum in The Fly, but on the feet, says Sean in Wall's End. He no longer runs. It makes sense.
Well, hoping to make a bit more sense is Dave, who's done some running. He's got some... you got a tip for Bush then, Dave?
So the Vaseline thing is definitely true. And you can put it on your toes as well.
I didn't think that Vaseline was used for anything these days. I thought it was like something that people used to put on themselves if they were carrying in an Anderson shelter during the Blitz. But apparently it's alive and well, is it, Dave?
It'll absolutely sort you out, I promise you.
Dave, I think we've got him on the nipples now, but explain to Bush why he needs it on the toes.
Toes is a bit of a secret one. It's good to it stops your toes rubbing on your shoes after a while, because your feet start to swell up over long distance.
Do you know what they should do, right? At these running shops that look, outwardly they've got loads of really brightly coloured, this looks like fun trainers and dry ropes on them. Why not have a leaflet about all the bad stuff that can happen when you start running? That's what we need.
That is it, yeah, for sure. Good luck though, yeah, that's a heck of a thing.
Thanks, buddy. We'll take care.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
We had a great day yesterday out in Braintree, Alistair Hannah's house, thanks to British Gas, out there doing the show from hers. A little bit of unfinished business. You may remember on Tuesday's show, ahead of us going there, we were asking you what questions should we ask ahead of going to someone's house to be the perfect house guest, things that you would need to know ahead of getting there.
Yeah, a little checklist.
For example, shoes off, shoes on. What kind of mayonnaise do you have?
She had a big telly as well, didn't she?
She had a big telly as well.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, over the last 36 hours, we've been away from the studio. Stuff's been coming in. We've not had the chance to get onto it, even though that show is now done. Laura is hanging on with a door-related question that we hadn't thought about. So, Laura, tell us, what is it that you would ask?
Well, yeah, it's whether you use the front door or the back door.
Okay, now, this is something I've never considered before. Why is this an issue?
Well, because I used to live on a farm out in the country, and it was common that you'd use the back door more than the front door. We'd always be in and out of the back door. We had keys for the back door. We kind of lost the keys for the front door. We never came in and out of the front door.
Wow, so it's a kind of redundant door.
Yes, it was kind of there, but only to, you know, for post and goodness knows who else wanted to call.
I'd never have thought of that.
Yeah, majority of people used to come round to the back door and knock on the back door.
Never have thought of that as a question, but the strange thing is, when I think about home, we use the back door rather than the front door.
Oh, really?
And my best friend as a kid lived on a farm and we used the back door, never the front door.
Yes. Yeah, it does confuse a few people. My boyfriend didn't know whether to use the front door or the back door, and then he eventually learnt that he could come round to the back door, let himself in.
Okay, so there's probably people listening to this who might have the same situation, never use the front door and pretty much always use the back door.
Indeed, yes.
Thanks for this, Laura.
Yeah, it's a question, isn't it?
It is. It certainly is. It certainly is. I think
we'll leave that there. Thank you, Laura.
Bye, okay. Laura.
All right, then. Bye-bye. All right, thank you.
Here is an interesting text. As a delivery driver, most people use their back door. And like I say, if I get a delivery, if the doorbell goes, they'll ring the front door,
yeah,
and I come flying out the back door. I reckon in 10 years' time, we won't have front doors.
Would you be happy to brick up your front door right now to kind of double down on this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, well, I would, yeah.
We had a meeting with our boss last week about some ideas for 2026. Brick up Richie's front door. Let's make it happen. John from Leeds says, no, you shouldn't brick up your front door. It increases the fire risk.
It's got a fair point, I suppose. Thanks for looking out for me there, John.
That's that idea off the brainstorm list.
Although Julia says, we only have a back door. We converted a barn. We didn't see the need for a front door. We only have the one door.
There you go. If you've got a barn, nothing stands in your way.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
So, I threatened you with the story about what I saw on one of my London marathons.
Oh, is this going to be awful? Is this going to be awful?
What you've got to be careful of is you've got runner's gels, right? They're like little gels of just energy that you can just take. But
someone told me to take them. Someone said they're really good.
They are good. They are good, but they're really powerful,
okay,
and they can act as laxatives if you're not used to them. So
I feel like all the good stuff at the end of the day can turn into a laxative.
Yes.
Do you remember Fisherman's Friend sweets, mints and stuff like that? Oh, they're lovely. Could be a laxative.
Okay. So start practicing with them on your training runs, because I saw one guy who was blatantly taking these gels on the London Marathon, but I don't think he trained with them at all during his training run.
Right.
And I remember exactly where I was, going around the Rotherhithe Loop on the way back up towards Tower Bridge. And there was this guy running in front of me, and he'd been in front of me for about 3 miles. And when you like find someone that's running at your pace, you just kind of stick with it, because it just gets so sort of like metronomic. And this guy was in front of me, and he had got like a blue running vest on and like white Adidas running shorts. I know they were Adidas because they had the three stripes down the side. Because this image is burned into my mind.
I got a feeling he's going to get an extra stripe.
I watched these. His strides didn't change, but I watched his white shorts turn brown, and it was one of the most revolting sights I'd ever seen. And he had been chugging down on the gels. So be wary of the gels, because yes, that can happen.
I don't know if that happened to me on a half marathon, I'd just have to veer off and go down a hedge. There's no way I'm continuing like that. Oh, that's so bad. I might just take a special backup pair in me bum bag. Thanks for that.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Now, I've got a question to ask of taxi drivers. It's specifically taxi drivers, but to be fair, anybody can wade on this particular quandary that I had last night. So as we were heading our way back from Braintree and the wonderful Hannah's house where we did home time yesterday, I was in a taxi on the way home. Now, obviously, it's rained a lot at the moment.
Hosing it down.
And it was hosing it down for part of the journey back last night. And then the rain stopped and it dried. Mm-hmm. However, the driver of my taxi, the rain had stopped, but he'd still got his windscreen wipers on.
Okay.
I promise you, for about 15, 20 minutes, the windscreen wipers on this car were just going, duff, 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 duff. And I like that they sounded really sticky, because of course there was absolutely no moisture whatsoever, and I'm getting so riled up in the back.
It's a horrible noise, isn't it?
It's a horrible noise, but I'm starting to overthink it. Like I do, I'm thinking, does he know that these are on? Because surely he does, because it's making a horrific noise and he's going to ruin his blades.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't know that they're on, is he concentrating on the driving? Because if he isn't, then I should say something, because this isn't safe. And I wanted to pipe up and say, excuse me, could you turn off your windscreen wipers, because it's not raining?
Like, do us a favour and knock them off for us.
So there's my question to the cabbies. If I was to have piped up and said, can you turn your wipers off, what would have been the realistic reply? What would have been the fair reply from a taxi driver?
I mean, I think you're the customer. You can say whatever you want. I always, without fail, whenever I get into a taxi for a long journey in, like from Essex into London with work or whatever, I always tell them that I've got, I get travel sick.
That's a great ruse.
So could they slow down a little bit?
That's great.
I can't bear them going too fast. And then, even though I'm lying, I feel like you should be able to say whatever you want.
Yes.
You wouldn't think twice about telling them to turn the heating up or down, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Well,
no.
You're the customer.
Exactly, yeah. And I'm protecting his windscreen wiper blades as well.
Yeah, you're looking out for him in many ways.
So, cabbies, should I have said something? Pass comment on it, even if you're not a taxi driver.
Are you too polite? Is that what this is? You're just
yes.
too polite.
Yes, I am.
This is it. It's a yes. learning.
I crossed the road to avoid confrontation. This text here says, I think I would have said, I think the rain has stopped. And that is from a London taxi driver.
Gone right to the top.
Yes.
Oh, yes. This person here says, I've been a taxi driver for over 40 years in Manchester, and if I was in a taxi, I'd have leant over and stopped them myself. That's pretty full on, isn't it?
How about this? A very comprehensive summary from Big Marty, the taxi driver in Belfast. He says, my wipers are automatic, and they go off if there's no water hitting the screen. But if a driver has left their wipers on, they've probably become desensitised to noises from the car, especially considering how much rain we've been having. So I wouldn't consider them unsafe, just able to tune out of certain noises. Asking the driver to knock them off, however, I wouldn't consider rude. So that's empowering for me.
Okay, that's good.
I find people listening to social media or having loudspeaker conversations very annoying, but I wouldn't ask them to turn it down. I'd just turn up Absolute Radio.
Ah, oh, God bless you, Big Marty from Belfast.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Well, that's it for this episode of the Daily Takeaway podcast. I feel we've talked a lot about the things to be aware of when doing long-distance running. The one thing we haven't done is how we can support your half-marathon campaign. You're raising money for a very good cause. So what would be the best thing for someone to do?
I'm running for brain tumour research. So if you follow me on Instagram, Andy Bush Radio, or X, Bush on the Radio, there's a little donation page there. I'd be honoured.